Okay, let's Mach Lefkor B'chamor Yolda Hamor Cheshev Chosev Yolda Zomar Shalom Mocharti Zomar Shalom Kachti Yachol Morses Amaya Chokum When it comes into Besdin, and Besdin has to sit in the Paskin the Shaila, where is it currently? At that point, not a question where it gave birth, where is it currently? We have a cloud, it's a cloud gold of a din, and what's in Mom Mechaber all of a riot. Om Rav Chia Barovin, Om Shmuel, Omed is Baga. And it's a place that belongs to neither of them. It's in, the cow's grazing in some general Hefka grazing area. A shivcha nami, the kind of a symptom. A shiv is in a symptom. Street. Karen Zovas has mucho rochava. More from what behemoth vavodim. Venukva acheskes morakama. Let us say. Why? This Vlad, this was once inside the mother. When it was inside the mother, it belonged to the Mocher. Once belonged to the Mocher. Now it gave birth. We don't know when it gave birth. So, even though there's no Cheskos Tfisa, no one's holding on to it, but there's another chazaka, there are different types of chazakas. Chazakas more karma and the mochsik. We'll have a yidach and what's milchavar all of a riot. So, since we can't establish the mochsik through physical location, we'll go back to chazaka meikara. It used to belong to one person. It continued belonging to that one person until we know it belongs to the next person. Romani Sumchasi, Domon Musav Chol. Now, Lo Shur. Now, where did Sumchas make his state? So the Gemara in Baba Basra, and the Gemara in Baba Matzi, that base on the base. Turn to that base on the base. Says, Kiyamat Sumchas Hechadi Ikud Dwarad the Mamona. Three lines from the bottom. Let's begin with Tosus' versions. We'll be in Tosus. Tosus' version of Dwarad the Mamona. And he says, Bili Tanov Seim Yesh Sofak Lebesne. Perish. Third Tosis from the bottom, Beis Amar Beis. Otan Zem Yerstov Glebez. Diyesh Lechot Fiyal Chavera Below Tainos. Yom B'Shoshin Arachot Sapor. V'amach Afar B'chamor. Ach Mishin Yistapet Nolad Me'atzma. Din Hu Shiach Lok Afu Below Shur. Independent is an objective suffix. Without any. Okay. So this is the Gemara. Vim Toma. So Tosis comes up with an interesting, strange question. Chinami hevi havlad b'shus lokeach ein zeh ochocha dekno. Now what is Tosis telling us here? The halacha of muchzik. The motzvah chavar of a riot. in there's Mosek in Karka and Mosek in Metaltlin. Mosek in Metaltlin, Komash Tach Yodol Maru Vashalom. We assume it belongs to him. Okay. Why? So Tos has taken a position here. That's because of Araya. Whereas Tosis here agrees with the Rambam, agrees with Tosis and Shavuos. And against Rashi and Shavuos. What happens there? Kelim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskia. Let's say things that are normally people don't own. It belongs to some central place and people rent them and rent it all the time. So Rashi says, even at Kelim, Memvovim and Bez at the very top there, and Shuas, even Kelim Asuyim Lahash Lahaskia, say Komash Tachzim Haru Shalom. So therefore, what is Rashi telling us? Rashi says, Chazor Tachzim Haru Shalom, it's not a proof of anything, it's just whoever has it, whoever is a Muchzuk on it, he is not much to say it belongs to him. And under all circumstances, even not me didn't riot. There is not a riot. Tosis doesn't agree with that. Tosis there, Memvavimid Beis, and Shavuos disagrees with Rashi. He says, Kelim Asuim Lahash Lahaskir. There's no Chazak Mashtar Motor Shalom. Tosis says, so. Also Godro, saying Lem Chazak. Rashi agrees with Godro saying Lem Chazaka, because one Boba Basitav Lama Boba Mahal, it's a Mishnah, Godro saying Lem Chazaka. So what is Rashi? So why does Rashi, what's the machlok between Rashi and Tosis in explaining what it means, Godro saying Lem Chazaka? Rashi says there's no tefisa on Godros. Godros are things that move around all the time. So I'm holding on to it tomorrow, it's here, there, it's the next day. There's no permanence to my holding on to it. You know, if I have a pen in my pocket, I wear a necktie, I'm holding on to it, there's a permanence to it. What does it mean? It stays with me. It's not moving by itself. I can hold on to it. These things, they move on. No one holds on to them, so it's not a tefisa, so it doesn't create mosi. Anything that there is a tefisa creates a mosakas, according to Rashi. Tosus here, the Rambam, and most we've shown him there in Shua Staf Memvav, and it's also here, so Tosus here, on Kuf Tez Zayin Omid Aleph. Take a look, Kuf Tez Zayin Omid Aleph. Rova apik zuga de sarba lo safa de agarit. Tein b'hocha ma'ashem mitam l'asrim l'ashe l'haske l'chod. He's not now, so we can be yodi. So what do you do with the Gemara of them in Shavuos? Tosis, l'advar ma'asrim l'ashe l'haske. There is no chazam ma'atasam ma'asha. Why? Because not a raya. Tosis says, but here what are we talking about? We're talking about a brand new parah. And the question is, why? So the Gemara says, who is holding on to this brand newborn para? And the brand new para walks around, not like a human being can't walk, it walks around right away. So it's Godros. Why ain't Lam Chazaka? Because not a ride. The Shema Me'alein Baruch Shusam. I didn't all tough some berchol k'shen hochos liros. And don't tell me it's shifra. Hotsim kon namuto barisim. Yesh to chazok to hamashani hoch bo menes b'akim shifra nami. And then par nami parach. Okay. Tosis kash. Now, it's a very, very strange kash. Because if you look at most simple-minded ways of looking at it, Chazok Martin of the Moram Shalom is based on Melo Machzikin Yishba Azunus. We don't assume people stole it. So if I'm wearing my necktie, and it used to belong to you, let's say it's a designer necktie, it's very unique, and it used to belong to you, so why am I wearing it? Either I bought it from you, or I stole it from you. Chazok Marsh Tachton Marur Shalom says, I bought it from you, I didn't steal it from you. Okay, now, the problem with doing that is karka. A number of problems with doing that, and that's why Reb Chaim had to give a whole different mahalach based on Rashi. And that is as follows. Karka. What's halach on karka? I'm sitting on karka. I'm sitting on karka. So, and it used to belong to you. So if I'm sitting on it, the halach is only after 3 years. Why? I'm toughest in the karka. Yes, we have a reyes of achvish dorech. If I own it, and people normally have papers that say it belongs to them. Okay, so it should belong to them. Okay, now. So it could be there because it's a reyes. Okay. But Reb Chaim begins with a Rashi, a very important Rashi. And he's also bothered by the problem that bothered all Rishonim with ulcers. That means as follows. Go to Sein Lam Chazok. Okay, fine. That means we try to be machria between two questions. Did I take it from you? Did I buy it from you? Or I stole it from you? I buy it from you, I stole it from you. So I can say, if I'm holding on to him, I must have taught. But here, I must have bought it from you. But he then moves on, wait 1 second. But here, that's not the suffix that I bought it from you, I stole it from you. Here's what's the suffix. It was born 5 to 1205s. So right now, I'm holding on to it. So what does that prove? It doesn't prove anything. Number one. Number two, Chaim goes back to a very big problem. In karka, what's the halacha? Like karka, we say, kol chazoka sheinim otayna ena chazoka. I'm sitting on karka. And I said, it belongs to me. So, and the other person comes, it used to belong to me. So if I say, well, just get lost, I'm sitting on it now, too bad. It's nothing. I have to have a time. Lokach. I can bring one of two rayas to that. I can pull out a shtar. Or I'll say, I've been living on it for 3 years. If I say, I'm living on it for 3 years, okay, that's a proof to my taina. But we say, I have to have a taina and a proof to my taina. So Chaim takes the next step and says, that's true by karka, it's true by metalfa. So what's the halacha? I'm a muchzik. I say, I bought it from you. You say, so I have to say, I bought it from you. And my muchzik, my time, what's the raya? The raya is that I'm holding on to it. That's why Tosis and the Rambam say it's a raya. It's right. Not just ichzik anashim, but we're not marzina. A person gneg. I have a right to my taina, the fact that I'm holding on. So okay, but then the question is, what do you do here? Why is it a right? So Reb Chaim begins. Reb Chaim here in Daf Beis Amud Aleph coming to explain Rashi, and he uses our Tosfos and puts the two together. Rashi says like this. I'm selling it. I want to sell something to somebody. And two people stand on the other side of the counter. I want it, I want it. I decide I'm selling to one of them. And the two of them stick money in my hand. And they grab it. And then as they're fighting, I forget, who did I want to sell it to? But if the Bala Mekach says, I sold it to Reuven, not to Shimon, he's Neman. So Tosfos says, why is he Neman? Why is he Neman? So the question is, if the Mocher still hold on to it, he's Neman with the Migah, I could say I never sold it to you. But it's in the hands of the two of them, and they're fighting who really bought it. So why am I Neman? But Rashi says, I am Neman. What do you see from Rashi? What do you see from Rashi? You see that a muchzik is Neman on what he is a muchzik about. There are many halachas that are in Kedushin there. Rukhaim quotes. I'm never about myself, my things. If I'm a muchzik. Then Rukhaim goes into a whole thing to show that even when the two are fighting it, the muchzik is still a muchzik. One. Nemonis is a schus of a muchzik. Rukhaim is used. It's a schus of a muchzik. If I give it over to somebody else and I make him the muchzik, I give him over that schus of Nemonis. And here, if the two are fighting on it and they have not yet established who it belongs to, the Balamekech is still the Mochsuk, and therefore he has Nemonis. That's how Reb Chaim explains that Gemara. But in so doing, he brings in our Tosis, and he does it throughout. And so what is Reb Chaim explains it like this? Right now, I come and I say, I'm a Mosulman. So I have Nemonis to say Lokachti. I'm Nemonis to say Lokachti. And Lokachti means it was born 5 to 12. Because then I'm Nemonis to say Lokachti because I am currently a Mosulman. Now, the certain types of property that I'm a muchzik, that I'm a muchzik on because I'm holding on to it. And certain types of property I have nemonis to say lakach. Godros is a type of property that I don't have nemonis to say lakach. No nemonis. Kain also in Laharsh Lahaska types of property, you don't have nemonis to say. And I don't have, that means when do I have this nemonis about my property, say Lakachti? So this is what Baba Tosfos, this is Godros. There's no nemonis to say Lakachti on my property when it comes to Godros. Why? Because in many circumstances there is no proof. And what is the nemonis say Lakachti? I tie no Lakachti, and I bring as a rai the fact that I'm Tofus in it. Meaning the tefisa in Godros is a lesser type of tefisa. It does not give you the nemonis to say lakach. That's how Tosfos begins. That's his question. So then he says, okay, so what's the Gemara say? Let's be sure to the Mankaima. So Tosfos answers. Here we're talking about Dror de Mamona. What is he saying? He's saying, where the Suffolk is born out of our tinus, and I have Nemonis, but the Suffolk built into my tinus. So I have to bring a Raya to my tinus. And in Godros is not considered a Raya to his tinus. But when Belitan of Sam Yesh Suffolk Lebesta, that is an objective Suffolk. When it was born 5 to 12 or 1205. So then I don't have to, then my Mochsokas itself gives me Nemonis. That is what Tosfos says. And it depends. So when it's the Suffolk is born about out of a stira in the tinus, I'm sitting in a piece of karka. No Suffolk. You tina, I stole it from you. I tina, I bought it from you. So it now creates a suffix in Besdin's mind. The fact that I tine, I bought it, and you tine, I stole it. The steer and the tinus. So therefore, I have to bring a raya through my tefisa to the tine. And my nemonis is a result of what? My nemonis is a result, or I have nemonis, but I have to bring a raya to my taina to establish my nemonis. But it believed that of same yesh sofek lebezdin. So the taina is totally irrelevant here. So then I automatically have nemonis to my taina lokach. This is what Tulsa says. Yes.
Why does Pesach Goyders give you
Right now I'm a mochsik. How do I know I'm a mochsik? When am I not a mochsik in Godrus? So, the question, if Tvisa never made me a mochsik in Godrus, so I can never establish a Murakami either. Right? What? Okay. But, what do we say? Let's read what the Rambam says. In Torvenit. Give me a Ram Torvenit. Godus Englem Chazoku, where? Vis a via Morakama. Behemo Chayo Sheena Shemura, a non domesticated animal. Shemura means. It stays in my house. It doesn't wander. My little pet dog hangs around my house. Okay. That's not Godros. Elo mahalechas b'chol makom v'roa. Eina b'cheska zesha tofsu. Me'ache shehi yodua labaylim. If there's a marakama. There's a marakama. How did he establish his marakama? By being a tofus. Right? There is three songs. By being a tofus, he's a marakama. Okay, now. Comes the next person, says, no, I bought it. Right? I bought it. So what's his raya that he bought it? That he's tofus on it. What's the raya I bought my necktie from you? I'm a mochsik. So I bought it from you. What's my raya I bought it to you? I'm a mochsik. I am nemonis, I'm using my tefis as a raya. Tvisa Zuraya Negana Mursuk, not in Godos. Now, but this is based on the fact, the Rambam talking about Raya, that's the Rambam against Rashi. And the Rambam and Tosus against Rashi. Rashi says, I am automatically a Mursuk, or I'm automatically Nemon to say it's mine, even if my Tvisa is not a Raya. The Rambam and Tosafot says only if my Tvisa is a Raya, and in Godos it's not a Raya. Okay? That's where they separate. We say Chazoka She'eni Motayne Eina Chazoka by Karka. What about Metalpla? So what is the Halacha? Chazoka She'eni Motayne. I have a Taina, and I'm using my Mosokas, my Tvisa as a Raya to my Taina. So Rashi says, I'm automatically Nemon. I'm a Mursam Nemon to say it's mine. My Tvisa is not a riot. Too bad, I don't need riots. The moment I say it's mine, I bought it, that's it. That's all I care about. Tosis. And the Rambam says, no. Just like in Karka, what do? I say, I bought it from you because you're the Marakama. What's my riot that I'm holding on? That's mine. One of two. What is the raya? That either I have a shtar, or I've been living there 3 years, and you kept quiet. Right. Same thing here. I have a taina, and the taina is that I bought it. It belongs to me. I bought it from you. What's the raya? I'm holding on to it. That's considered a raya. Now, it's a halacha. So Reb Chaim said, what do you see from Tosis? It's not just a mila di alma dik araya. It's a halach of araya. I can use my tefis as a raya that it belongs to me. Where the tefis on this type of property is generally a raya. So there's certain types of property that tefis is a raya, and certain types of property tefis is not a raya. And there's certain types of people for who it is, and certain types of people for it's not for a roa, it is. But we establish general klolim of nemonos and rayas. He says, that is That is how things normally work. But in Drora de Mamona, what is Drora de Mamona? Shebeli tainos seyim yesh sofek lebest. So that means the whole sofek is not born out of tainos. There's an objective sofek independent of the taino who the lokeach is. Bezin says, one says it was born 11:55, the other one says born 12:05. We know the kenya is 12 o'clock. Bezin says it's a very good point. I don't care what you say. So Bezin has no way of establishing that. So independently of their tainus, there's a suffix to Bezin, right? Independently of their tainus. So therefore, it's not a question of being a riot to my tainus. We're not to be a riot to my tainus. When my tainus is what creates the suffix. What happens? There's a marakama. Okay? There's a marakama. So we assume, as Tosis will say later on, down in the second Tosis, Chazok Meikara. It used to belong to Reuven, so I'd say, no, I bought it. And my tiny that I bought it is what creates the Suffolk in Bezdin's mind. Right? Since that would create the Suffolk in Bezdin's mind, I have to bring a riot to my tiny, because without a riot to my tiny, Bezdin doesn't have a Suffolk anymore. What happened? They said, we go with the Marakama. So my tainu is what creates the suffolk in Bezin's mind, and therefore I have to bring a riot to my tainu. But what creates the suffolk in Bezin's mind has nothing to do with my tainu. Some other fact. So therefore my nemodus and mochsakus doesn't bump into anything. So therefore I don't have to bring a riot to my tainu. I have nemodus without it.
Even though
there's a halach, you begin with a halach that say a person's nemod about himself. Okay. Nemon about his property. Okay. But then that Nemonis bumps into a Chazoka Marakama. Okay? It bumps into a Chazoka Marakama. So why? So why don't we go Marakama? Because Bez has a suffer because I have a Taina. So I have to bring a riot to my Taina to counter his Mochsokas to enable me to establish my Mochsokas thing. But right now I'm sitting on it. Right now I have it in my hand. And if right now I have it in my hand, that gives me nemonis. And I have a raya to my taina, so this should be a suffix. Well, unless I bring a raya to my taina, it's b'chal not a suffix. Because I'm bumping into his chazaka.
The nemonis of the original vine applies even when it's biyadi.
What?
The nemonis of the original vine applies even when it's biyadi.
Yeah. Why? Because he was a mursik. I have to, and I'm a mursik now. But he tainas, I stole it. I taina, I bought it. What? What do you see from karka? That I have to produce a raya. Where is that halacha? I have to say, 10 years down the line, you know, he comes, 10 years ago it belonged. I say, fine, but I bought it. I say, get lost. I've been living here 10 years. Get lost. Okay? So what happens? If I say, get lost, it's nothing. I have to have a tain against him. I have to tain and say, no, your chazoka ended and my chazoka began. Because he comes with a chazoka. If I say, get lost... So I don't say why I am an owner. If I just say get lost, too bad. He gets it. But if I say, no, I bought it from you, and therefore that's why your chazaka 10 years ago isn't a valid chazaka. So you say, oh, what's your proof? The fact I've been living on it for 10 years. It's enough of a proof. It's enough of a proof. Here, the same thing. I'm wearing this necktie. It used to belong to you. So you have a chazaka meikara. So what do I say? I bought it from you. So without, if I just say get lost, I can't. I have to establish myself as a mursik by contradicting your mursakas. I say you used to be a mursik. I'm now a mursik. I say I'm now a mursik. How did I become a mochsik? I bought it from you. Oh, what's the raya that I'm saying? that I'm wearing my necktie. So I have a taina, and the tefisa is a riot to my taina. Yeah, because in general, this, why is the halacha set up a certain way? Halacha is set up a way because it's a general way of things, how the world goes. But that translates itself into certain halachas. Generally, people own that which I generally people own the neckties that they're wearing, right? That's the way it goes. Generally, you own the shirt that you're wearing. Why? That's the way it goes. Because of that, there's a halacha that tefisa is a raya of lekicha. Now, but that applies to certain types of property, yes, and certain types of property, not. Because this type of property, people, what they're holding on to, generally they own. But other types of property, no, they wander all over the place, they're totally unstable, or they generally rent them. So different types of property. Some, but those type of property that people generally own what they're holding on to, so the, on this type of property, the halacha is koveya, that tefisa is a raya of lekicha, and therefore it establishes, it gives me the nemo, it makes me a muhsik, and it enables my nemonis of a muhsik to say lekachti. You have the nemonis of my current chazaka, I'm currently a muhsik, and that muhsik is against your muhsik, but I have to bring a raya to my muhsik.
And once you have, the only thing you really have to handle is
Hanami. But what happens? I bump into something. What do I bump into? Another Mosakas. And whenever I bump into a Marakama, what do I have to do? When I bump into a Marakama, I have to say, your Mosakas ended, and there's a riot that my current Mosakas canceled out your Mosakas. But that's only because what can't. My taina is against your mosaka. My whole taina is against your mosaka. So I have to justify my taina and prove my taina. But if the indror, the mamona, the suffix is not created in Bezin's mind because of my taina, when you come in your marakama, so Bezin turns to me and says, so what happened? Here's a marakama. I say, I bought it from him. So Bezin now is the suffix. Did I buy it? I didn't buy. Why? Because of my taina. When the suffix was my taina, so the halacha is called chazok shenim otaina and chazok. I have to prove, I have to have a raya to my taina. My tefisa is a raya to my taina.
The whole difference in the kaf and marakama is just whether or not he has taina. But marakama is not more nemon than the kaf.
No. But what would happen? I establish my musakas by saying I am holding on to it justifiably. Okay? What do I establish by Mosakas? He has Marakama. So we have a general clock. What used to be continues to be till we know it changes. Right? That's the clock. That toasts us down at the bottom. If you haven't gotten it, it says Chazaka Muberes. The animal used to be pregnant. The animal gave birth. So we assume it was pregnant until the last moment that we know it's not pregnant. So therefore, it gave birth the last moment possible. What used to be continues to be until we know it changes. That's Tosa's whole problem down here with Cheskas Muberet. What used to be continues to be until we know it changes. That's a general clause. Where do we learn that out from? Negebatim. What's the halacha there? It's a Gemara in Chulin. Cohen goes into the house, sees a neg on the wall. Sees a neg on the wall. He walks out, he turns around, walks out, outside the house, he tainas. The house is tummy. Wait a second. Maybe the moment he turned around and walked out of the house, the neg had disappeared. No. Or it says, there was an egg on the wall. It continues, we assume it continues to be there until we change it.
Okay?
Because he's currently holding on to it. He's currently a musik. And he tainas, I'm a justifiable musik. He is the musik. Even in Drar Demona, he's holding on to him. That's what we see from Asugi. He's holding on to him. He's the Mosik. He's the Mosik now. He bumps into somebody else out there. Where he said, wait 1 second. I'm currently the Mosik. Bezin has a suffix. Independently of my Tainer, Bezin doesn't know what happened. Since Bezin doesn't know what happened, I'm currently the Mosik. So I'm never to say lakachti. So. Because I'm a mukhsar. Reb Chaim says, this is what Tosfos is assuming, just like Rashi assumes it in the case of a mocha. I gave it to two people fighting on it. So, Rashi's idea, and that's where Rashi and Tosfos separate them. The moment, even though I'm no longer holding on to it, since the new mukhsukas hasn't been established, I haven't lost my old mukhsukas. Rashi's telling us an incredible idea. The rights of a mukhsuk, when I sell it, I give over my rights of a mukhsuk to you. But when you become a mukhsuk, you take over my rights of a mukhsuk. But Kolzman, a new mukhsuk hasn't been established, so then the old rights of a mukhsuk continue. That's where Tosfos is a little confused, because it's not in his hands anymore. Does he still maintain the rights of a mukhsuk? Okay? But mukhsuk gives me rights. Loads of rights. For instance, the Gemara has the Gabe. This Yayin became Yayin Nesach, it didn't become Yayin Nesach. Mukhsuk gives me a right. Gives me an emunah about my Yayin. Is Yayin Nesach or not? Mukhsuk gives rights. Now, the question is as follows. So if Bezin has an objective suffix, I have an emunah. But if the whole suffix in Bezin's mind is because of my taina, so then I have to bring a riot to my taina. Now that is the first part of Tosfos. The second part of Tosfos. Velo dami. What is the case now? I have a sheep. I gave it as a begotten to someone who has a similar sheep in his corral. So now there are two sheep. One is mine, one is his. Then one dies. And we don't know who's died. They're two very similar sheep. Why? Here, what is he saying? He says as follows. What did I say? I said that I have nemonis on my taina, but that's only if I'm a bari. If I'm not a bari, so I don't have a taina. So, but he says, wait a second. We have a Gemara in Bechoros. That even if I'm a Shema, I'm a Mochsuk. It's different. Why? Well, Khan, he says, the Hotsum Hoya Mochsuk Bavadai Betlechai. He knows there were two sheep. One belongs to him, one is a Pikot. He knows that one definitely belonged to him. Is this the one or not? We don't know. He says, here, Lokan lo hutzik my old lokech bevadze, bevadai. Mochim hu mochzik mogel afu toin shem. He says it goes like this. So Tosfos explain, he says, what is our case? Lokech says it's mine and it's in my rishus. I'm neman. But let's say lokech isn't holding on to it. It's in the rishus mocher. So, Lokeach has no nemonis whatsoever. He doesn't get into the picture. The Mocher has a Morikama. And he has a Morikama, and he's a Mochsuk. So, where's Lokeach? Lokeach says, no, it was Borner. Even if it was Borner, but he has no basis for his nemonis. It's nemonis to a Taina. But only who has nemonis to a Taina? The Mochsuk has a nemonis to a Taina. The Marakama just says it used to belong to me. It'll still belong to me until we know it doesn't belong to me. He doesn't need a taina. When you want to establish yourself as a muhsak. So when you're in muhsak against the marakama, then I need a taina. But if the marakama himself says, listen, I don't know what happened, but it used to belong to me, let's assume it still belongs to me. What's the halacha of, let's say, in cheskes yisurim? Behema b'chayeh b'cheskes yisurim medes. You have an animal, a live animal, you can't eat. It's eva marachai, it's ena zavuach, whatever reasons. A suffix happens in the shechita. So what do we say? It used to be osa. We don't know what happened in the shechita. It continues to be osa until we know there was a shechita. Why? Whatever used to be continues to be until we know it changed. It used to belong to him. It still belongs to him until we have some basis that it changed. So there's a new muhsik, and he has an emunah, okay. So he needs. But if there's not a new muhsik and it's a marakama, so there's nothing to talk about. He doesn't need a raya at all. Not without dummy. What's the case of tlat? It's a very, very simple thing. I have two sheep in my corral. One, and what did I do? I did a meshicha to be a shomer. I put it into my corral. It's kinyachotz, it's a meshicha, however it happened. Okay. So now I was mafkiya mishus bailim, and now it goes back, but I'm holding on to it for the bailim. Why is it pikadon? We said this 20 times. Again, why is it pikadon mishus bailim? I did a kinyan mafkiya, but I'm holding on to it for the bailim. What happens if there's a pikadon that I'm not holding on to for the bailim? Not b'shus b'ilim anymore. Where did we see that? From the Shach. Let's go Chazorah. What did the Shach say? You have Reuven gives a halva to Shimon. And Shimon is mafkir pikadon to Levi. Shibur Adiram Nosson says, Levi doesn't give the pikadon back to Shimon, he gives it back to Reuven. But Reuven doesn't want that to happen. Shimon doesn't want that to happen. So he's makne it to his cousin. Can't do it. Because as long as Levi took the pikadon and is no longer holding on to it for Shimon but for Reuven, it's ain't a bishuso. So what happens? He has his own sheep. He has the pikadon. One died. So right now, it's a suffix on this sheep. What's a suffix on this sheep? It's mine. Or it's the mafkins. I have a valid suffix. I don't know. I had one that belonged to me. So, and I have a suffix on this thong. So I'm no longer holding on to it for the mafkin. No longer holding on to it for the mafkin. So now I become the mochsuk. I become the mochsuk. The mafkin is mozimam mechaver, all of a riot. That is what Tosa says. Let's read it. He's a suffix. Yeah, he doesn't know who this belongs to, but right now he's a muhsik. And the mafkid isn't the muhsik anymore, because even though it used to be Bishus mafkid, the moment he gave it over to it and he's no longer holding on to it, he's not the muhsik anymore. So therefore it goes with the marakama. When it was pregnant. It's not the exact case. This is what Tosis says. In walks the Ran. And you can interpret the Ran in two ways. Let's take a look what the Ran says. Lechsi b'shusi d'man kaina. V'yidu achamot m'chevi ol v'rai. Perish. V'yisa b'shusi d'cha minayi v'afilu okeach. Lukma v'chaz kosa. V'yavim mo achamot m'chevi ol v'rai. That means, what does the Gemara says? If it had been in the reshus l'okeach, he could keep it. He says, and don't tell me there's a problem with Godrus. There's no problem with Godrus. I don't like the problem with Godrus. Why don't I like the problem with Godrus? Hani mili hechadi yadi vada de hevi leruven. Avagav the hashtag b'shus shimon. Ninu. Ein lo b'en chazov. We know it definitely belonged to Reuven, and now Shimon wants to establish his chazok by a tfisa. The mother definitely belongs to the lokeach. That's not a question. Vlad nami. And the vlad is efsha this way, efsha that way. Have it came in the b'shusuninu, dinu d'lukminu b'chazkot. Says, when there is a sofek, did I buy it or I stole it? And I want my tfisa to be a raya. That I bought it. So go to Sainam Chazor. But here the question is not what, where the question was there a, it's Gozel or Lokuach? Was there a Maisa Lekicha or there was a Maisa Gzela? So we say, the fact that I'm holding on to is not a riot, there was a Maisa Lekicha. We know there was a Maisa Lekicha. That's not the Shaila. What's the Shaila? The Shaila, the baby was born 1155, the baby was born 1205. So therefore, there is no, doesn't get started, whether my tefisa is a raya or not a raya. He could be saying the same thing Tosfos says in the Matzkana. Here it's a different sofek entirely. Different sofek entirely. So what is it? But he doesn't say, the lokeach is ne'amon. He doesn't say that. He says, why? We don't know what to do. So what do? Dinahu luk minu b'chazkose. We let the chazorka stay. It's in the lokeach reshus. It stays in the lokeach reshus. Bez and paskin, it belongs to the lokeach until we know otherwise. It's not because tfis is a raya anymore. We have no raya. We don't know. It's a different sofek entirely. It's not a sofek there was a mekach or there wasn't a mekach. When there's a shayla that there was a mekach or there wasn't a mekach, okay, so tefis is a raya, except in Golgus is not a raya. So we say there wasn't a mekach. There was a mekach. There was a mekach. We know there was a mekach. It's a different shayla entirely. Okay. Now, here we have, now this finishes, now we get into understanding Sumchas. Sumchas is a whole different world now. It's a whole different world. Ma'aman is Sumchas. Then Rashbam, the Rig. When is the Machlokas of Sumchas? And when is the Machlokas not of Sumchas? Sumchas is talking with no one, the Machlokas of Sumchas is not born where No one is any muhsak. It's standing in a symptom, or it's even if there is a muhsak. So here we have, so Tosis says, Nirid the Rabbeinu Shmod, lo koma ela, ma'ashud, lo hada behem, ma'ashud, koma zvaga. And Sumchas only deals with there is no muhsak. Where there is a muhsak, Sumchas does not disagree. Okay, so the Gros says, "Avol haRambam mafarish tohade b'mishnu yakama, v'ach rabbonu lo pligi b'omedes ba'agam, u'b'shama u'b'shama." That the rabbonu do not disagree with its omer. So the question now is, as the Gros points out, where is the machlokas between Sumchas and the rabbonu, ba'agam or not ba'agam? Take a look in the Rambam. then he quotes Perchot Hilchos Bechira. Very Rambam opinion. Rambam says like this. Hamach for bechamor v'yoldo. Ze omer eni yodeya, v'ze omer eni yodeya. Ve'enu b'shus echon mehem. Each one says in eni yodeya, and it's out in the simto yachloku, and he doesn't pass consensus. Where it's not b'shus shema v'shema, not in anyone's b'shus. Ram says we don't go with the marakama. We say yachloku. Why? The machlokas, the sumchas, and the rabbanan is where? Machlokas, the sumchas, and the rabbanan is? What says? Tosa says where it's a symptom. Rambam says where it's not a symptom. It's a symptom, there's no machlokas. They both go through the sugya in a very different way. And as the Gron Shulchan Aruch points out, with the Rambam's way of going through the sugya, he solves all of Tosa's problems like that. Tosa's busy standing on his head to solve all the problems. Because he says what this is. Now, to understand what is the machlokas between the two versions of the machlokas, there are two versions between machlokas and simchas and rabban. One, the Rambam's version, one, Tosas' version. And Tosas has to readjust five different sugyas and shas to come up with his version. That, Mitzvah Shembelin, that we'll begin tomorrow. Thank you.